Good afternoon, Mr. Ostrom. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, Chris. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty well myself. So my first question I have here is this your first teaching gig?
So I taught for 2 years at a private boarding school just north of Akron called Western Reserve Academy, and then took 2 years to go to grad school before coming down here to Mount Vernon.
Nice. How was that?
It was good. It was a school that I had actually went to as a student beforehand and came back to very quickly after college. So a lot of my former teachers became my colleagues that for those 2 years, which was a very interesting dynamic. And then, yeah, so it was a very good time though. Very, very different in a lot of
Yeah,
ways.
I assume that that'd be pretty weird.
Oh
It's
yeah,
like you used to
I've
teach me, and now I'm one of you.
Yeah, that and then having a lot of younger siblings of students that I went to school with was a lot of teachers that I work with here at Mount Vernon always talk about how they get children of students that they had taught before, whereas I had the siblings case,
Oh,
which was a fun challenge in and of
that must have been really
itself.
weird. So, my next question is, how did you hear or apply for Mount Vernon High School?
So when I was first leaving grad school, I was starting to look around. I went to grad school in Kent State, just outside of Akron, where I had also taught and grew up essentially. And so I had wanted to sort of spread my wings and move a little further away from the Akron area. And the Columbus area seemed nice, but I also didn't want to be in like Columbus proper.
Yeah.
And so I started to explore around a little bit. I had a friend who teaches just outside of Worcester. And so he was describing all the more rural communities and the way that education works for them. And I started to really resonate with a lot of that. And so Mount Vernon showed up on my radar when I was doing my research, and that can't hurt to apply. Came and interviewed with Mr. Coughlin, and it clicked for me, just kind of fell into place.
Yeah. So you grew up around Kent State, Akron area.
Yes.
How have you liked it so far being at Mount Vernon?
It's been really good. It's a really great supportive community, both the students and the teachers as well, where it's a very collaborative effort, which was something I was really looking for when I was trying to find out what school I wanted to teach at. So the collaboration between faculty on how to work effectively and discuss how to best support our students was something I really enjoy. And then the students have also been really welcoming. I've never felt like an outcast in any way, and they're all very, very accommodating. And I think at this point we've built a pretty decent rapport, so I've been very enjoyable.
You mentioned earlier about teaching 9th, 10th, some a little bit of juniors. How has that been this year?
It has been very good, but also a bit of a wake-up call. At my last teaching job, I was primarily teaching juniors and seniors some upper-level biology courses. And so then shifting gears to teaching introductory biology as well as applied science and chemistry it's been a learning curve for me as a teacher, both because of the content area being slightly different, but also because of the way that the students interact with
You're
that
teaching
content.
almost adults, and then you're then teaching people who
Yeah.
just entered high school.
Exactly. So it's that sort of shift has been very interesting to manage, but ultimately the students are what brought me to the job, just because I really like working with high school age kids, because I always say that I would never be able to teach elementary school because at
Oh,
that point
no.
they don't understand reason, whereas at high school they start to understand that a bit more, and we can have those real world discussions to expand their understanding and peek into their interests as well to really try and push things forward.
Yeah, I get that. I know many teachers who say like they'll never do an elementary school job.
Gosh,
Yeah,
no.
middle school is like, but I think high school would be that nice middle ground.
Exactly.
What made you want to be a teacher?
For years, I had really wanted to go into science and research and that direction of the field. And so I had majored in biology in college, and I had worked at research labs for cancer research, Alzheimer's research. And while I really loved the science and was really passionate about it, it felt very isolating, and I really just wanted to engage with people. And so then when I was starting to try and find ways to do that, I had one of my teachers in high school who had done a lot of research and was then teaching at the high school level, was someone who I really looked to and saw that would be a possible approach. And then as I started to poke around with some tutoring ideas and working in the education field a little more, I really fell in love with working with the students while still being able to poke at the science interests that I really have, being able to then apply that to with the students as well.
So something that you're actually really passionate about.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Finding the teaching side of things, I think, bolstered my excitement for science as well.
You're like, I get to learn about it, and then I get to tell other people about it.
Exactly. And then hopefully spark some of that interest and joy for the students as well.
So my next question is, what has been your biggest inspiration in your life?
For that one, I'd probably lean towards saying my mom. My mom had bounced around the U.S. When she was growing up, lived in Chicago for an extended period of time, and went to Wisconsin and Ohio, where she ended up settling for a while. And so seeing how her life has taken a lot of different turns, she ended up getting her master's degree in social work, but then went from, as long as I've been around, she's been working as an IT trainer, in which seemed like very different career paths. But she really showed me with that nothing's ever set in stone, and that you can start to find your path along the way and can change on a drop of the hat and find what you really care about and to pursue, and never let my expectations of myself hold me back in any way, and to just keep finding those opportunities that interest me to push me further forward.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to see things in life. Mm-hmm. So were there any struggles or whatnot to get you where you are teaching wise? I know there's probably a lot of personal stuff, but that's not really what I'm asking here.
Yeah. So there are, of course, the personal sides of things. And a lot of people often forget that teachers were once students as well. And so from all of my time growing up in high school and stuff, there were all sorts of little bumps in the road. And then I'd say the biggest struggle was maintaining the motivation to keep going. A big thing that they talked about when I was doing graduate school for teaching was the concept of burnout, and the fact that a lot of people who come into the teaching career will leave after a couple of years and go into the professional side of things, like for a science teacher going out of the classroom and back to the research labs, where just finding the ways to keep going through that and maintain that. But then also for me, it was at the collegiate level of just trying to get through the classes and get to the stuff that I really liked while still trying to grasp as much of it as I could to be able to use it effectively. So I think the biggest hurdle was just the sheer amount of work that had to go in, and maintaining that I want to be doing this in teaching, and I really want to be working with students, and I want to be working with science. And so finding the way to keep pushing forward through that to make sure that would be possible was probably the biggest hurdle.
Yeah, I could see that as being something that pushes you to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So my last question here is, what are your plans for your future? How long do you think you'll be at Mount Vernon High School?
So at this point, I've never been the five-year plan kind of person, where I very much let the wind take me and to find out where I'm ultimately going to settle. At this point, I definitely plan on sticking around Mount Vernon for a while. I, at this stage, have no plans on leaving, but there could always be opportunities that could come up that might shift my path. Maybe, who knows, find love and move to a different state. So there's all sorts of possibilities that I'm not ruling out, but I definitely see myself staying at Mount Vernon and putting down some pretty solid roots here for the time being.
That's good. Yeah. That's a good... Me, personally, I have to have things planned in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's as like a whole thing going for it.
Yeah, I have those moments where I lock in and say, here's the next little trajectory. At this point, the trajectory just goes as far as I could still be here in 3 years, 5 years, 8 years, could be here in 30 years.
You have short-term goals, but not long-term
goals. Exactly. At this stage, my long-term goal for the longest time was to get my master's degree and start teaching. And so now that that long-term goal's been finalized, now it's just starting to try and find what that next
long-term goal is. Now it's just not get fired.
That's an excellent goal to have, and one that's certainly on my list.
Well, thank you for showing up today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Always a fun conversation.
All right. Thank you.